right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it's come down to this. YouTube removing a lot of the Bird Box challenge videos that people
really
have posted. Yes, because they're showing people doing just stupid things, and
right,
they don't want to encourage people to do it. Some people are driving. They're putting a blindfold on, and they're driving with their kids in the car.
No.
Yes. So they're taking them down, and some of the goofier ones, the you know, non-harmful ones, they've left up, but they've taken a lot of them down. So.
You know, my idea, and I told you this yesterday, was yeah, to wear a blindfold while I'm driving, but have like two little slits.
Yeah, you're going to cheat, aren't you?
So people would think I'm doing the Bird Box challenge, but...
Officer, no, see, there are little slits in there. You can see them.
And see what the reaction would be from
right,
other people around me. But
yes, do it. Go ahead, Mike. Do that.
I don't even have the energy to do that.
I can't. I got to reach back and tie it. I can't do that.
That means I got to find material.
I'm going to get winded, and I don't want to do that.
Okay.
The Golden Globes are on this Sunday night. Ryan Gosling was on, and I believe it was Live with Kelly and Ryan. He talked about using Meryl Streep to kind of save his mom from embarrassment.
My mom was convinced that year by her friend that beehives were going to be all the rage. And if you didn't have a beehive, you'd feel embarrassed. And it turned out to be the opposite. It was a natural hair vibe. Didn't know what to do because I was, you know, I wanted to have a nice night. So I didn't know Meryl Streep, but she was sitting next to me. And I said in a commercial break, would you mind just telling my mom you like her hair? You
know?
And she was like, I got this. And then the commercial went, she goes, do you know, I wish I was going to do a beehive and I wish I had.
That is funny.
Yes, he took her to the Golden Globes a couple of years ago when nominated for what was it? LA, what was it
Confidential.
Called?
The musical.
The musical. That
I can't
one.
Think of it.
Yeah, but yeah, way to go, Meryl Streep. Way to save the night. I'm sure his mom
That's
was like,
funny.
See, I told you, Meryl Streep liked my beehive. So you shut up, young man.
Yeah.
And Kelsey Grammer. So he's opened a brewery in upstate New York.
Uh-oh.
He's selling his own beer that he makes. But the thing is, he's had previous alcohol problems, had a DUI, used to attend AA meetings, and I know this for a fact. I have a couple of comic friends who used to go to the same ones. About a year ago, he decided that he missed having his nightly cocktails, started drinking again.
Oh, boy.
Looks forward to 5 o'clock every night, his friends say, when he goes to the den, has a few beers, a few cocktails. Says he can drink now without a problem, but his friends are really concerned that he's tempting fate and this is not going to go well. I don't know if you are an alcoholic or a recovering alcoholic, if you want to open a brewery. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And start drinking again. I don't know, but that's just, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Good
with
luck.
Kelsey. Yes, with Frasier Crane. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.